This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and I don't know about everybody else, but I am ready for a spectacular 2024. Happy New Year, everyone, if you're tuning in, and it's so nice to be here. And today I'd like to welcome to the show, we have Marla Neufeld. Marla is this is an interesting one, guys. We have a Florida surrogacy attorney to talk to today. And it's an interesting one. I've never had a guest that is a surrogacy attorney. So I'm interested to get into this and learn a little bit about what you do, Marla. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. So Marla, please enlighten us. Yes. Tell us a little bit about what you do as a, is it Florida Surrogacy Attorney? Is that the law firm you work for?
So I'm a partner at Green Spoon Martyr. We're a national law firm with a large presence in Florida. And my husband and I actually had difficulty getting pregnant and ultimately had the help of a surrogate to have our children. So we have twin 9-year-old boys via the help of a surrogate. So while I was going through that process, I just thought it was such an amazing option for people who have difficulty getting pregnant or might need assistance getting pregnant. So essentially I started the surrogacy practice group at Green Spoon Martyr. So I'm the founder of the practice there. And I specialize in surrogacy laws, kind of a blanket for surrogacy and anybody that needs assistance with the donation of eggs, sperm, or embryo. So really anything third party assisted reproductive related. So if you need a little help getting pregnant or building your family, and there's some law involved, that's what I do.
That's quite the interesting niche. So going back to, obviously, I'd imagine this is not something that you anticipated getting into. Like you said, this came off the heels of your own personal experience. So when you went to law school, what was your area of focus? Talk a little bit about your journey leading up to the transition into surrogacy law.
I mean, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do while in law school. I come from a family of lawyers, and my husband's a lawyer, and we went to law school together. And I think I just kept everything really broad in law school. And when I graduated law school, I did litigation, I did bankruptcy, I did commercial real estate and land use. So I have a wide variety of different experiences that really do help with the surrogacy law that I do, because a lot of it is contractual. So I had a lot of experience reviewing and negotiating agreements. However, this is a lot different than a real estate transaction. There's a lot more emotion that goes into it. And I absolutely love what I do. And it's just an incredible option. But it's tricky. There's a lot involved in it. A series of events led to what I'm doing now.
Walk us through, if you could, anyone out there listening that is going through what you experience. You're having a problem conceiving. You don't know what to do. Tell us a little bit about that process for you, what you did, where you went, and how this evolution took place. Maybe some tips or advice that you can give to any couples out there that are experiencing what you went through.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm an experienced professional in the surrogacy industry, but I've also went through this personally, as I mentioned. And when my husband and I started on the whole infertility journey, we had no idea what to do, where to start. It's confusing, expensive, stressful. And I'll never forget how hard it was going through that. So surrogacy for many people is essentially can be like the last stop on your journey. Like most people try other forms of fertility assistance before surrogacy. So like my husband and I, first we started there's baby steps. We started with IUI, which is essentially artificial insemination. Then we graduated on to IVF. That kept not working. So we really had to have a good, a deep conversation with our fertility doctor on why isn't this working? What can we do? And, then we turned to surrogacy, and fortunately, it was successful for us the first try with the same embryos that I kept trying on me. It's a little bit unexplained why it didn't work on me and why it worked with the surrogate, but thank goodness it did. And, there's a lot of starting points. I would recommend anybody that's going through this process, you know, to obviously have a conversation with your reproductive doctor about the option of surrogacy. And it's always a great idea to also speak to an experienced surrogacy attorney in your applicable state. I mean, I know the podcast listeners are mostly in Florida, and surrogacy is a state-specific area of law, and it's mostly depending on the location of the surrogate in most times where the birth is occurring. So it's always a great idea to have a conversation with a surrogacy attorney to understand what the law involves, what the process is like, get an overview, because there are, you know, legal steps involved for anybody that wants to go through this process.
Do you know what percentage, I guess most people obviously I'd imagine don't have to go through this. You know, you're ready to have children, you conceive right. naturally. Do you know what percentage of the population has to deal with this type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, infertility is really classified as a form of a disease that, you know, that people suffer from. The numbers are hard to follow because it's, you know, it's constantly being studied. But I know from a practitioner that just more and more people are not only experiencing infertility, but are having to turn to surrogacy, egg donation, sperm donation, you know, pursuing these alternative forms of conception. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for it. As people wait, you know, longer in life to try and get pregnant, that ultimately results in issues, you know, difficulties getting pregnant. Single parents turn to surrogacy many times, and same-sex couples, you know, obviously turn to egg donation and surrogacy as well. So there's a, you know, a bunch of different reasons why people turn to this option to build their family. What's unique to Florida, like I said, every state has their own laws regarding this, is Florida actually has a medical need requirement within our surrogacy statute. So in Florida, you can't just work with a surrogate just because you don't want to be pregnant. There has to be a medical basis determined by the doctor that you either can't get pregnant or pregnancy could cause difficulty or risk to the mother or to the fetus. That's kind of going back to why I said it's important to speak to an attorney, because it is important to know, you know, what's involved in being able to actually pursue this as an option.
I got to say, I think it's wonderful that you found your place as a surrogacy attorney after having gone through that experience. I speak to so many guests on the show with similar trajectories where they have some kind of profound personal situation that affects them, and they take that and they use it to influence their career moving yeah. forward. And yeah. obviously, there's a special passion about what you do when it, you have a personal story that's tied into it. So that's wonderful.
Thanks.
Shifting for a second. So let's talk about you. You mentioned you have twins. You said they're nine?
9-year-old twin boys. Yes.
I have 1 9-year-old, and one is a handful for me. So that's got to be fun with twin boys.
Yeah, it really is. It's great.
But I do have an 11-year-old daughter that just entered okay. middle school, so I have my hands full too. So
absolutely, yes.
So you have to remind me, or certainly our listeners. I had your husband Jason on the podcast. He's an elder law attorney, wonderful guy, and he I'm sure we talked a little bit about what you guys like to do for fun when you're not working during your downtime. But yeah, you know, please tell us a little bit about what you like to do.
I mean, one of our favorite family activities is playing pickleball. And I know it's probably a little cliche, but we all love it and we play often. And that's a really fun activity for the family. And, you know, we just love to watch movies. And since, you know, post COVID, we've really learned to embrace staying home and relaxing at home instead of running around so much. So we just love to kind of hang out and relax and, you know, do that. I like to bake bread. That's another one of my personal interests, and challah and sourdough. So that's one of my passions as well that I probably talk about too often with my kids.
Oh no, I love me some baking. I had another guest on the podcast. You guys live in Hollywood? Is that right?
We're in Davie.
You're in Davie. Have you ever been to FA Cafe?
Yes, the gas station.
So do you know Nunzio, the owner of FA Cafe? I mean, he's always there when you go.
Yeah, I follow them on Instagram and everything looks delicious. Like I want to go every single day when they bake different things.
But have you been there or you just know?
Yes, I have been.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I had him on the podcast. His story is interesting. He's from Italy and he came over here. We were talking about sourdough bread, and he apparently he started the sourdough starter. back in Italy 20 years ago, and he brought the starter with him over here, and he's been feeding it ever since. So he uses the bread he makes today is from the initial starter from 20 years ago. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
That's very cool. Yeah, people pass their starters down from generation to generation. People name them. So I have to think of a good name for my starter. I had a name to get.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So
those are some of our passions.
What'd you guys do for, I mean, obviously 2024, we're just on the heels of a new year. What'd you guys do for the holidays? I'd imagine that based upon what you just said, you guys took it easy and stayed home.
We did. Yeah. I mean, this is such a great time to be in Florida. I mean, the weather here is just gorgeous. So it's hard for me to justify going anywhere else this time of year. So we just stayed home and played a lot of pickleball and watched movies and relaxed.
Smart girl. I got it all wrong. I went up to New Jersey and the Poconos to visit my brother and his family. Okay. We hadn't been up there in a while. And unfortunately, you think if you went up there, we would get a time where it was cold. Maybe it would snow and my kids would see snow. No, it was like 40 degrees, 45 degrees and rained the whole time. So.
Oh, no. Well, it's always great to be with family.
Yeah, family is good for sure. So before we wrap up here, what would be the one thing that you'd like to leave our listeners with that you'd like them to know about your business?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just having gone through it myself, my recommendation is don't wait too long. Like I feel like this can seem like a scary process and it might make somebody not want to look into it or feel overwhelmed by it. But if you're considering it and having a difficult time getting pregnant, make an appointment with your fertility doctor and just start understanding your options and really just take it all in baby steps, like I said before, because it's all doable, as overwhelming as it seems. And I just think time really is of the essence with a lot of this as far as fertility. And unfortunately, there is a biological clock that women go against. So I think just dive in and get as much information as you can to understand your options so that nothing passes you by as far as what's available to you. And I'm always available to, I also offer, you know, complimentary 15-minute consultations for anybody that's potentially interested in surrogacy or any form of genetic material donation. So I'm always happy to answer any questions if people just want to understand the process and speak to me about it from a legal perspective or even just personally.
That was going to be my next question. How can we reach you? Maybe share your contact information and your website.
I mean, I'm happy to provide with my email address. It's marla.neufeld@gmlaw.com, or you can call me at 954-761-2929. And I'm also listed on the Green Spoon Martyr Law Firm's website. It's, you know, within the marital department. You'll find me there.
Perfect. And we'll link in the description below to all of your contact
information. Yeah, I'm really happy. No questions off limits. I'm happy to share my own experience for anyone that's going through this. I didn't know anybody that went through surrogacy when I started this process. I asked to speak to a friend's sister, who I never spoke to in my life, who's amazing and a great source of information. So speaking to people that have been through it really helps make it feel less scary. So I'm happy to speak to anybody that's, you know, considering this as an option.
All right. Sounds good. Marla, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now it's our pleasure. And thanks for everyone for tuning in. And we will catch you next time. Everyone have a wonderful day and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com or call 954-231-3170.